Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, May 12th. The Republican primary for Senate in Pennsylvania is shaping up to be an incredibly competitive race, and Donald Trump is getting nervous. So as you know, on this podcast, we've been tracking the primaries in the month of May and the various tests for Trump's power inside the party, both the power of his endorsement, but also his crafting of how the modern day Republican candidate runs for the Republican nomination to court the Trump supporting base, which is the base of the Republican Party these days. And what is shaping up in Pennsylvania, where the primary is this coming Tuesday, is a three-way race between three Republican candidates seeking the nomination to run for the Senate. This is for the seat that the incumbent Senator, Republican Pat Toomey, is retiring from. And it is a Senate seat that the Democrats see as perhaps their best chance at a pickup. And so the question becomes, well, who will emerge from this Republican nomination race? A recent Fox News poll out just a few days ago shows 22% support for Oz, 20% support for McCormick, and 19% support for Kathy Barnett, who is a late-surging candidate in this race, conservative author and commentator, and largely unvetted and untested in the political arena, even though this is not her first time on the ballot in Pennsylvania. And it is that candidate, Kathy Barnett, that has both Donald Trump and his allies a little nervous, because the former president has backed Mehmet Oz in this race, and it has sort of the McConnell world and the establishment Republicans a little nervous, because the Republicans may end up with a nominee that they feel may not be the strongest Republican nominee to keep the seat in GOP hands. So I want to give you a little flavor of what's happening on the campaign trail. Now, Oz is being hit by his Republican rival, David McCormick, a hedge fund guy, a veteran, and the husband of somebody who worked in the Trump administration, Dina Powell. He actively was seeking Donald Trump's endorsement. He didn't get it, but he also understands where the energy and where the votes are in a Republican primary. So McCormick, even though he doesn't have Trump's endorsement, is trying to portray himself as a Trump-aligned candidate. So he launches an ad that actually includes Donald Trump sitting in the Oval Office praising him.
Dave, I want to congratulate you. You've served our country well in so many different ways.
You know why he said that? Because it's true. I've risked my life for America, and I'd do it again in a heartbeat. I'm a pro-life, pro-gun, America First conservative, and damn proud of it.
And McCormick's big argument against Oz is from the right, saying Oz is not a true Trump conservative. He has portrayed Oz as sort of a former Hillary Clinton supporting style liberal, his Hollywood connections, trying to really sow doubts among conservatives and among MAGA Republicans about Oz's credentials, which is why Trump is trying to validate for Oz. But you can tell that Trump is a little worried about this late surge from Kathy Barnett, because today he issued a statement saying, quote, Kathy Barnett will never be able to win the general election against the radical left Democrats. She has many things in her past which have not been properly explained or vetted. But if she's able to do so, she will have a wonderful future in the Republican Party, and I will be behind her all the way. Trump is worried that he's backed the wrong horse here. And let me tell you why. Listen to Kathy Barnett, who really, even though she doesn't have Trump's endorsement, she is trying to claim the ground that she is the Trumpiest of them all. Here was Barnett at a primary debate earlier this year, courtesy of WDVM.
Mehmet said that MAGA means respect. No, MAGA means freedom. And if you are a conservative Republican, you know that. Yes, President Trump coined the word MAGA, but the word itself, make America great again, belongs to the people.
I'd venture to guess Donald Trump is more concerned about the fact that he may have backed the wrong horse here if Oz doesn't emerge victorious, and that will hurt the assessment of his power inside the party, especially after he lost a race this week in Nebraska with one of his backed candidates, and not as worried about potentially losing the seat in the fall. Donald Trump is more concerned about Donald Trump's brand than he is about the Republican Party standing. I think that's pretty much a truism throughout his time in the political arena. There's just also the reality of what happens in politics when two candidates are just beating the heck out of each other and spending tens of millions of dollars doing so, It increases their negatives, and it actually provides an opening for a third candidate to come on through. And that seems to be what's happening with Kathy Barnett. So what do Oz and McCormick do about it? Well, a pro-Oz super PAC has launched an ad to try and knock Barnett back a bit.
Meet crazy Kathy Barnett, Pennsylvania's wackiest Senate candidate, on Black Lives Matter.
The reason for so much unrest in the Black community is because of white racism.
White racism?
White racism.
Crazy Kathy, wrong for Senate.
And here was Dr. Oz himself on Sean Hannity's show last night on Fox News being asked about Barnett and his take on her.
But she is a mystery person. We don't know much about her, and it will be fodder for the Democrats.
Barnett has a history of anti-Muslim comments, anti-gay comments that are certainly going to get a ton more scrutiny now that she's in this position. As I mentioned, this is not her first time on the ballot. In 2020, she ran as the Republican nominee for a House seat against Madeleine Dean. Dean beat her by 19 percentage points. But what is significant to know here is that Barnett immediately called into question the legitimate election results, not just at the presidential level in Pennsylvania, as Donald Trump has done, but also in her congressional race. So she is somebody who is sort of bought into the big lie. One other thing about Barnett that seems to be gaining traction among conservatives that is helping to fuel her surge at this moment is this passionate personal story that she tells about how she came into being, that she is the product of a rape that occurred when her mother was 11 years old, and then her mother was 12 years old by the time she gave birth to Barnett. And this is how her whole life has been informed in terms of her anti-abortion rights, pro-life views, which obviously have come front and center since the Roe v. Wade draft opinion leaked last week.
Even to this day, it's a very hard word to say, but my mother was raped. Given her young age, at 11 years old, my father being 21. But it definitely made me become very adamant about the sanctity of life, of all life, regardless of their conception, regardless of how they arrived.
Her campaign is putting out this very personal and emotional piece of her narrative, and it seems to be getting her a real serious look from voters. So far, it's not like Donald Trump's statement seems to be scaring people away from Barnett. Joni Ernst, the Republican senator from Iowa, she was asked about it today. She is still very much in Kathy Barnett's corner. She said that she sees a lot of people that have not been vetted in the Senate, and she just thinks that Barnett is, quote, extraordinary. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.